Ah, January. Such an interesting month. Have you heard that January is the month where most gyms have the best sales months? No surprise there. But that motivation also dwindles really, really fast. Maybe you recognize this and maybe you're like, Amy, oh my god, I had such good ideas, but my motivation is already low. I've been through Blue Monday. And maybe it's just like we're not even a month into the new year and you're already feeling demotivated. Maybe that's you, or maybe you're afraid that will happen to you because it has happened in the past. Well, in today's episode, we're going to fix your motivation slash your habits, because I'm sharing a couple of my very best tips that have helped me really reshape my health these past years and that can hopefully help you with your business, your health, or whatever you want to accomplish this year. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome to Fail to Win, a show where we love to make mistakes and learn from them so you can turn your passion into profits and live life on your own terms. I'm Amy van de Putte from Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode with simple strategies every Tuesday. So I have four big tips, and the first one is actually, it's going to make so much sense, and you probably hate it when people tell you this, but I'm going to tell you this, is that you can't have too many goals at once. And I'm the first person who's always done this in the past. For my business, I was like, I want this, and I want that, and I want that. But you know what happened is that they have this saying, when you're focusing on everything, you're focusing on nothing. And I really noticed this in my business. And it wasn't until I was actually faced with a serious lack of resources in my second business, where I only had one employee and one day a week to work on that business and community of 10,000 of people, that I realized, like, okay, if I'm gonna do this, I'm really gonna have to cut in my focus. So I decided there and then that each quarter we would have a maximum of 3 focus goals, and that we would go all in on those and skip everything else, put everything else on maintenance. And what happened is that business, it literally 4x'd in everything in terms of results, revenue, downloads, all of that, in only a couple of months, because our focus was nail sharp. So instead of trying to chase all of different targets at the same time, how about you pick 1 to 3 goals and you accept that everything else will be on maintenance, or you will drop some balls in the other departments. And I'll give you an example, and I've shared about this in the past, but I've been decorating my house, right? And back in April, I was like, I'm gonna decorate my house and moving in with my boyfriend and doing all of those things. And I was very motivated, but it was a lot of work. And then I had like a couple of things that needed restructuring, so a couple of things broke down in my house. I was like, oh my god, this is a lot more work than I thought. And I had some health issues, and I had to start my hormone treatment, which was really, really heavy. I've literally never chopped as many vegetables in my life, and my energy was low. And I was like, don't know if I can decorate my house, run my businesses, and do the health thing. So I literally just decided, okay, I'm not decorating the house. I'm letting it go, maybe next quarter once I've finished the hormone treatment. It is totally okay to not do certain things. I have periods in my life where I'm like, well, the house is a mess now, in this period of my life, and that is okay. And I'm the first person who's really hard on themselves, but I'll tell you this, if you are, like, you would never expect someone else to have all of their shit together. You wouldn't expect a competitor to do everything at once, would you? Yet you try to do all the things at once and win at everything because you expect much more from yourself than you do from other people, probably, which I recognize. And it's been hard for me, by the way, to unlearn myself this, but what has really helped me is realize that other people also have 1 to 3 focus points. They also didn't build their business in a flash. I saw someone post about this. I think it's someone I quite look up to and I respect a lot. It's someone signing up for my mastermind. And I saw that she started her business many, many, many years ago. And I realized, like, oh, she's been at this for a while. And the amazing results she's had, which were almost intimidating to me in the beginning, have actually, like, she's been at this for a while. So it makes sense that she has those types of results. And in this case, it wasn't that I don't have those things dialed in, because I do, but it was more like, okay, like, you see, nothing is quite the overnight success we think it is. And if you're overhauling massive things in your life, like you're getting married or you're redoing your house or someone in your family is ill or whatever, just define your priorities. And the definition of priorities, literally, you can only have one. So stop trying to chase everything at the same time, because you will lose. And what's even worse is when you have too many goals, you never feel like you can win. And that is a really big problem. When you have a couple of goals, you will feel like you can win. But when you try to do 10 things at the same time, like I'll track many, many KPIs in my business, like 20 KPIs in one business. But I only have 3 columns that I have to improve. The other ones are more like observing the KPIs every Wednesday, but I don't have to necessarily improve them. If I would have more team members, I would put a person on every 1 to 3 KPIs. I would also make it really crystal clear to them what their goals are. But I don't expect my email list to increase if I'm not focused on it. If I'm focused on cash flow and I said that the email list was going to go on maintenance. By the way, if you're looking for a couple of goals, if you're setting 3 goals for your business, I would definitely recommend the first one is cash flow, always. And the second one or the third one, up to you, could definitely be your email list. So I said that in the example, but I was almost like, I shouldn't say that as an example, because I do believe you need email addresses. So email list growth could be a second one. For me, for example, I have a target for myself for my weekly views of my videos. My head coach has a target of attendance rate in coaching calls. One of my copywriters, she has a target of podcast downloads, because she's actually in charge of all of the podcast copy and promo that goes out. And yeah, that makes it really tangible for them as well to be able to go after those targets. Which brings me to my second tip. So just checking in. It is now the end of January. How are you going to stick to your goals? Stop being so hard on yourself. Set fewer goals, but do go all in on those. And the way I do that is per 3 months, actually, not for the entire year. Okay, so second is make it tangible and add a deadline. So I do that by saying by the end of a quarter. I love to work in a 3-month timeline. I once read the 90-day year and I really love the principle. I love 90 days. I love the number 3. I love it. So it could be something that you use. So what I'll usually say is like a deadline could be, if it's a weekly thing, it would be by the end of the week or by Sunday. Or with milestones, I could easily say now that I'm back at the decorating game, I'd be like, okay, so all of the reparations that need done in my house, I want them done by end of March, and then Q2 is going to be for decorating, and I want that and that room done by then, and that means that I need to order the stuff by April 30th, and then I want everything to have arrived before June 30th, something like that. So I'll put deadlines on the different milestones within it. And a milestone could be that I need to make a decision for which style I'm going for example. I think a lot of people just have these huge ass goals and they forget to look at what does that mean, which steps do I need to take? And then they never put it in the right order or the right timeline. And then they're surprised that they didn't hit their goals. But like for me, decorating my house is huge. I just moved in with my boyfriend. We're now finding our style together. I mean, in my house, we moved in my house, but obviously I kind of have to give him some say. So like when there's what we have, like 3-4 bedrooms, like there's 10 rooms to decorate. That's not just going to happen in 3 months with the lives we are currently living. So it makes sense that you need to split it up and make it really tangible and add deadlines. Okay, third tip, how to stay motivated is, well, you don't. You're not going to be motivated all the time. You're going to get demotivated. And we kind of have to normalize that. Even more, we will have to make sure that our habits are supporting us when we're not feeling motivated. And I think the best example for this is, for example, for me, I work out because my trainer comes to my door and I know I need to do 4 workouts a week, but sometimes she's not there. And I'll still do the workout because I'm used to doing it at a certain day of the week at a certain time because I've done it so many times. And when I'm feeling less motivated or less like, yeah, crush it, I'll just do a shorter workout or a lighter or be slower, but I will still do the habit of doing it. So same thing could be selling or even the decorating. I could be like, okay, so every week I'm going to spend 1 hour on looking for the chairs, on looking for the table. And I could say that I'm detached from the result. I just commit to the process. So the same for me is I have a goal for my podcast. I want 1 million downloads. And the habit I have is every month I batch record a couple of episodes. And I don't have full say over will I hit those million downloads or not. Actually, someone on my team is responsible for that. Who's listening to this podcast episode? Hey, Megan, what's up? Are we at a million yet? It's actually been a really big thing I needed to practice is giving that ownership to my team. It really hasn't been easy, but we've been practicing it, making more result-oriented descriptions for the jobs and stuff. Because I really want them to be able to take full ownership of what they're doing and to also ask for help if they need it. So the habit for me is that I create those podcast episodes, and in half a day I create podcast episodes for a month. And for example, for my fitness is every week I track my sleep, my steps, and my stress level. And I track that through my Oura app. One of the habits I do or I have to support the fact that I want to get healthier is on Mondays during my workout, like I've stacked the habits, I have this really big post-it on the wall, and there I've written down like, okay, week 52, and I write down my stats. So I've made it really easy to track my habits, and I track them weekly, not daily, because daily stresses me out. I don't hit 10,000 steps every day. I look at my weekly average. I think a lot of people are afraid of obsessing about stuff, but I think it really helps to just focus on weekly averages. Monthly averages for me are too slow. But weeks work really well. Like, yeah, 52 weeks in a year to win. Why not go for that? That's also why I publish my podcast every single week. So create habits. Accept that motivation will come and go. You got to build in the habits. You got to ask for accountability. For me, going to bed on time is really difficult. So I literally last week, I texted my boyfriend like, hey, can you help me go to bed? Because it's been a rough day. I'm going to need you to help me go to bed on time. So if you look at what you want to accomplish, the 1 to 3 goals, what are the habits that you need in order to accomplish that? Maybe you want to make more, I don't know, promotion for your podcast and you need to send out an email every week, but the email isn't getting sent out because you don't have the habit of sitting down and writing. Maybe you can put a spot, like a fixed hour in your calendar on the Monday, because you know that is the most important thing you are doing for your marketing, that you are writing the email first thing in the week and then you have that done. Okay, and then my last tip is actually, you gotta make sure your why is strong enough. Maybe you are not sticking to your goals because you don't actually really, really want it. And a good example for me is, so I did this very intense hormone treatment. I lost a bunch of weight and people keep texting me about it. They're like, what did you do? But the thing is, if I'm being honest, it was so strict and so difficult to do that I thought to myself repeatedly, like, wow, if this was to lose weight or to fit in a different pair of pants, I could have never done it. But I went there because I had an infection and I knew that if I was going to continue like this, I probably wouldn't be able to get pregnant easily and have babies and all of that. And I was like, I really want to get healthy because I want to be a healthy mom and I want healthy babies. And I'm almost crying when I say this because I'm so proud that I did it. And I couldn't have done it if it was to lose weight, because that why wouldn't have been big enough. But the why to do it for my future babies, that was a really big why, and that helped me through the moments where it felt really difficult. So this is what I always do with my clients, like, do you have the right goals? I see people often like, oh, I want to wake up at 6 every day, okay, and they don't do it and they snooze every day. I'm like, okay, so what's your goal? Oh, I want to start an online business. Okay, so when you have the most energy? Oh, in the evening. I'm like, okay, so maybe you can put an alarm clock at night so you create the habits of working on it an hour every evening, but you sleep until 8 every morning. Like, don't adopt other people's reasons. Just check in with yourself. What do I want to accomplish? What do I need to accomplish that? The habits. And why do I want to do that? I'll give you an example. For example, I have my flagship program starting soon. So in March, I am announcing, or I'm starting another round of my Business Freedom Elevator program. And I know that if I want a really kick-ass launch and I want really cool clients, I need to promote it, and I need to promote it at least once every week on my stories and add a little waitlist button. And sometimes I'll skip and I'm like, oh, I don't have the space to do it or whatever. But when I remind myself of why this is important, because otherwise I don't have clients and I can't change their lives and I'm not fulfilling my purpose in this life, that's not good. So that hurts a lot more than, ooh, didn't do the task. Like, what is the why? I want to change people's lives. I want people to believe in themselves. I want other people to take control of their financial future. That, if I add that to the weekly task of promote the waitlist, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be promoting it. Speaking of which, by the way, what do I do right now? I'm going to promote the program. Yeah, if you've been following me for a while and you're interested in coaching, there's a couple of things you can do. You could always just send me a DM on Instagram. I have a bunch of different coaching programs and courses, all designed to help you believe more in yourself, to increase your confidence and to increase your results and financial independence, obviously. And in March, I'm actually starting my new Business Freedom Elevator program. So if you want on that waitlist, I always have a really special deal, waitlist only. This year, we're doing it in a special way. We're opening 1 hour earlier for the waitlist because there are only 100 people who are getting access to the €500 discount. And we've sold it out in an hour. So we really wanted to make sure that we keep it simple, straightforward. We honor the things that work. So through fastforwardamy.com/BFE waitlist, you can go and access the waitlist. This is going to be a Dutch round of the program. I also have a mastermind in English. So if you speak English and you want to know what I have to offer you, I would recommend you just send me a message on Fast Forward Amy on Instagram. But for the time being, for people who want to believe more in themselves and who really want to create the life of their dreams and add more freedom into their business and, you know, more time to actually work on the goals you want to accomplish, go to fastforwardamy.com/BFE waitlist because that is what you need. Okay, so back to the episode. I'm going to recap everything that we said. So our goal is to stay motivated beyond January. Stay motivated all the time. First up is we should be less hard on ourselves and set 1 to maybe 3 really, really clear goals. Don't try chasing everything at the same time. 2, make it tangible, add a deadline. Turn your goal into different milestones, deliverables, and just really put it in your calendar and make sure you know what the actions are that you need to take in order to reach your milestones. 3 is create habits to support you when your motivation is low and add in some accountability, like making agreements with your partner or your friends that you're going to be doing certain things. And then last but not least, make sure your why is strong enough. Remember my story about my health. Could have never done it for my weight. It was a little bit of a nice side effect, but I did it for my future babies. And that was reason enough to keep chopping those vegetables. Okay. Love that you are here. Love that I recorded this episode because this was purely done on discipline. because I'm sticking to, you know, the habit of publishing a podcast every week. So I needed to do this on time so my team could process the whole episode. And talk to you next week for, what's it called? Yeah, another episode. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this as it airs, this week's my birthday. And I have something special happening on my Instagram, so come and have a look, okay? My birthday is February 1st. I'm turning 31. What the fuck? Yeah, that's something else. Okay, see you on Instagram on Fast Forward Amy and have a really happy day. Bye!